شكرا.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving us this opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, heads of delegations, representatives of states. We would like to extend our thanks and appreciation to the chair and to the ISU and the head and members of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance for efforts to discharge their duty. Mr. President, OAP stressed that each state party is responsible for fulfilling obligations under the convention and the plan. Stress that promoting cooperation and assistance can play a major role. It underscored bolstering partnerships, exchange of experience, best practices, and exploring opportunities for cooperation to improve capacities, national expertise at all levels and with different international organizations and different NGOs. Mr. Chair, we look forward to promoting partnerships between international organizations and NGOs working on implementing national mine action programs, working in clearance, victim assistance, rehabilitation, awareness raising. We stress that such partnerships will positively influence Iraqi national efforts to fulfill obligations under the convention. Iraq approved the National Strategic Plan for 2023-2028 with the support of the GICHD, and the plan included detailed needs assessment for surveying, clearance, detailing resources to implement the said plan and to fulfill international obligations according to the deadline of the APL, or our convention. We also like to refer to the excellent role played by the EU in providing support for the mining in southern Iraq through en masse. Previously, support was limited to the areas liberated from the control of the terrorist ISIS group. And we call upon international community to help us and provide support to clear minefields and also to clear IEDs, which have become a threat to the population and an obstacle to national development. In Al-Basra, we organized a workshop and we invited the ISU to provide support to our national program. Also, other stakeholders were invited to provide the third update to the two-year extension plan. Also, field visit was paid to one of the minefields, which poses a threat to the population due to its strategic location, which is an obstacle to development or urbanization. And that was a chance to understand the scale of contamination, as Al-Basra is one of the heavily mine-contaminated governorate in Iraq. To conclude, we'd like to thank donors, international and national organizations, for their ongoing support to our demining national program. And we stress that we immensely need international support to increase the number of national and foreign teams working to demine mine-contaminated land and to clear IEDs and to implement other programs relevant to mine action. Thank you for your kind attention.